David Wilkerson was a spiritual father to me. His investment in my life was so significant that I am in ministry today because of him. He is the founder of Teen Challenge, the author of the book, The Cross and the Switchblade, and the founding pastor of Times Square Church. And he made an imprint on my life unlike anybody in my early years. From the investment of wisdom, finances, time, and opportunity, one thing I have today, which he gave me when he ordained me, was a New American Standard Bible that he signed in the front. He also included a verse from Revelation 10. Let's look at our passage for today, which includes the verse David Wilkerson wrote in my Bible. This is Revelation 10, 8 through 10. The voice which I heard from heaven, I heard again speaking with me, saying, go take the book which is open in the hand of the angel who stands on the sea and on the land. So I went to the angel, telling him to give me the little book, and he said, take it and eat it. It will make your stomach bitter, but in your mouth it will be sweet as honey. I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it, and in my mouth it was sweet as honey. And when I had eaten it, my stomach was made bitter. David Wilkerson was challenging me to be a man of the book. The book means the Bible. He wanted me to understand that when we devour the Bible by reading it and studying it, there will be places in it that will be sweet and some places that will be bitter. When John was being challenged to eat the book, it was not literally, but figuratively. Eating meant study, read, apply, but not actually eat. I read this crazy story of someone who missed the point of Revelation 10. In the early 1900s, the Ethiopian emperor, Menelik II, grew ill. Believing the Bible could cure him, he ate pages of the Bible, literally ate them. He died in 1913 after eating the entire book of 2 Kings. The book of 2 Kings is good, but not good enough to eat all 25 chapters. The Bible becomes bitter when truth troubles me, when it contradicts me. Then it's swallowing a bitter pill, but yet a healthy one. When it's bitter, I'm tempted to theologize the concepts away or to pass over it. But that's hard to do when you are eating the book. E. Paul Hovey so insightfully said, men do not reject the Bible because it contradicts itself, but because it contradicts them. Those are the bitter sections. But to be honest, there are a lot of sweet spots in the Word. And when you hit a sweet spot, there is nothing like it. A sweet spot is getting something from the Bible that you needed that day, that moment for encouragement and hope. I can say without a doubt, the honey sweet verses make the bitter verses palatable. Because when I hit a bitter verse, one that is challenging my behavior and attitude, a verse that refuses to move for me, I remember all the sweet ones and realize I can't always have dessert, but sometimes need vegetables. And that bitter verse isn't going to move, it's asking me to move. An officer in the Navy had always dreamed of commanding a battleship. He was finally given a commission of the newest ship in the fleet. One stormy night, as the ship plowed through the rough waters, the captain was on the bridge and spotted a strange light rapidly closing in on his vessel. This was before radio, so he ordered the signalman to flash the message to the unidentified craft. Alter your course 10 degrees to the south. Only a moment passed before the reply came. Alter your course 10 degrees to the north. Determined that his ship would take a back seat to none other, the captain snapped back the order. Alter course 10 degrees. I'm the captain. The response came back. Alter your course 10 degrees. I'm a seaman third class, Jones. Now infuriated, the captain grabbed the signal light with his own hand and fired this off. Alter the course. I'm a battleship. The reply, alter your course. I'm a lighthouse. God's word stands like a lighthouse for us. It directs us to alter our course at his direction, both the sweet and the bitter parts.